Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Good, better, better! Good, better, better! Never let it rain! Never let it rain! You're going to get better! You're going to get better! And you better get better! You better get better! Bears on 3! 1, 2, 3!
Bears! I mean, Club Dub vibes right there. Ben Johnson. Working up a lather in the Bears locker room, as they should. That had to be thrilling. Bears win. They beat the Raiders 25-24 on Josh Blackwell's block at the end of the game. It's Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on The Score. Layla is off today as you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We're about to take your calls and we'll intersperse some text messages as well.
Ooh, intersperse. See okay, how, I like that.
See how I am? I spoil you, I do. 312-644-6767 is the number for text or to call us here. And shout out to the Twitch mob. Hello, Twitchians. It is so good. I don't say hello enough. Because I got enough things that I'm trying to keep track of here, but I should be better to the Twitch people. Hello to you all. You are all beautiful and wonderful, and I do not take for granted that you are there and you are hanging out with
us. Are people on Twitch, are they called Twitchians, or did you
make
that up? I don't
know. I mean, like, I think Twitch mob was coined originally by the Parkins and Spiegel show, so we don't technically have a mob, so I'm just trying to think of what we would call our specific Twitch people that do tune in to watch and to listen to the Rahimi Harrison Grody show.
The Mobites? I don't know.
That's we'll come bad. Up. That's horrible.
Twitch,
that's
what would you like to be called?
Yeah.
Drop it in the Twitch chat.
Just mob.
No, they're not the mob. We can't, I mean, unless the afternoon show is okay with us, you know, borrowing the name the Twitch mob. But in the meantime,
they're saying mob.
Yeah, the mob says mob.
Okay.
the mob is literally saying mob.
I've officially spent way too much time on.
Yes,
the point
let's get
is,
to the phones.
Hello to the Twitch people. I want to tell you, too, right before we get to the phone calls, because we'll be talking Cubs later, the NL wildcard series begins tomorrow between the Cubs and Padres at Wrigley Field. Oh, my God. Our show will be live from Gallagher Way from 10 to 1:30 tomorrow with special guests ahead of the series opener. The official pregame coverage begins at 1:30 tomorrow with first pitch at 2:08 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Cannot wait for that. Cannot wait to take these phone calls. Let's start with Cohen. Cohen, you are on The Score. What's up, my man?
Hey, I was just going to call and ask you guys what you think about Ryan Poles needing to sign a corner during the bye week. I'm sick of watching Nick McLeod try to tackle on the outside, and I hate it. And also, Green Bay sucks.
great job, Cohen.
Packers did not win yesterday. They did not win yesterday.
Well, I guess if we look at positions that the Bears could potentially beef up or do better at, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears were to continue to address the secondary. We're dealing with a season that Jalen Johnson is going to be out for at least half the season. It begins to be a little bit ambiguous if he's going to be back at any point in time this season. So, yeah, I mean, but if we're really talking about that, what about the running game too?
I was about to say, would you put running that above running back? I wouldn't put anything above running back.
I would not. I mean, secondary is always a premium position that you're always trying to get better at, and the Bears can't afford to get better at it in terms of their depth right now until they have things figured out more.
Or hear me out.
I hear you out. We got 4 hours today, man.
Maybe
I will always
rusher.
Hear you out. Maybe an edge rusher?
Somebody who gets to the quarterback.
Where's Yannick Ngakoue? Somebody bring me Yannick Ngakoue.
I would take Dio Dingbo or Montez Sweat. But
oh, man. Didn't Dio have a tackle for a loss yesterday, at least in the game at some point in time?
So they called his name once.
Yeah,
got you.
Yeah, yeah. His name was called once. It was. 312-644-6767 is the number. Let's go to Brad in Naperville. Brad, you are on the score.
Hey, guys. I have multiple concerns from yesterday with the defense, with poor tackling, poor gap responsibility, and just getting beat off the ball by a subpar Raiders line. But my biggest concern falls with our quarterback and his lack of height, as you say it. He had multiple pockets he could have stepped up into and made throws from. And he had at least four batted down by Max Crosby, who's an absolute beast. I get it. But he looked like Dikembe Mutombo in there rejecting passes all day. And at one point, it seemed like even if there was a clean pocket there, he still wanted to run outside and make the throws from there, you know, running full speed ahead towards the sideline, and that's not something you can really fix. You can't make Caleb taller. Is he too short to play a pocket passer role in this league?
Well, Brad, I don't know the yes or no answer to that question, but I am glad you brought this up. I have that down in my notes. Balls batted down, including back-to-back plays in the first quarter. And I know you're dealing with Max Crosby, but this has been happening. Like, you go in every game, I think he's had at least one time where a ball has been batted down. So I don't think he's too short to play in the pocket, but he definitely has to make some sort of adjustments, whether it's because of his size or something else. Something needs to be adjusted.
How much of that, though, is who's blocking the player that's doing the batting down?
I mean,
passes?
It could be, right? We don't know. Like, there's so much that we don't know in terms of, you know, penalties and who is affecting what. So that's a fair question.
Yeah, I think I'm much less concerned about that and much more concerned about other issues such as getting to the quarterback. It's been my number one concern. It will be my number one concern. Caleb Williams is fine. He's fine. He's growing. He will get better. I can't say the same for the guys who are trying to get the quarterback.
And it made it worse watching that stone cold bitch Max Crosby doing what he did yesterday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It's not like we didn't know who Max Crosby was. He was one of those guys who lived up to the billing. Like, you want to go see this movie? I heard it was really good.
Oh,
right?
I know.
And then you get there and you're like, it was all right.
It doesn't always happen, right?
But you went to see this movie and you're like,
that's it.
It
yeah.
was, yeah, everything that was promised and dreamed.
Like, I was right to that everybody in the lot, like, when you asked about their defense, all they said
Max
was
Crosby.
Max Crosby. And they were like, Devin White or, oh my God, Jeremy Chin. You know, that's, oh God. No,
put another X on his name. Just give him.
Yeah, triple X.
Triple X.
You're playing a dangerous game, Mr. Harris. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score. We are talking Bears and a Bears win. The Bears are 2-2, folks, at the bye. Isn't that nice? Bears 25, Raiders 24. We are taking your calls. And we have come to the point where it is Frank in Oak Park. Frank, you're on The Score. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys. For a win, that was a difficult game to watch. I thought I was going to groove a rut in my kitchen floor from my pacing.
Wow.
When you have four takeaways, and I think three ended up in Raider territory, and you only cash in with field goals on three of them,
yeah,
that's usually the lead for the sports story the next morning that details a loss.
Right.
Thank goodness the Bears defensive backs and have our ball hawks. like Edmonds, Byard, and Stevenson is working on a new contract and can quickly get the ball back to the offense. The front end of the defense is rough. They're conceptually the opposite of last year's Eagles, where the backups were bringing continuing terror when they came into the game. When the Bears sub out the defensive line, they go from squishy run defense to the souffle that goes flat when the oven door gets slammed shut.
Good God. Ugh.
Both Gentry's TD run and another TD drive occurred with the backup defensive line either exclusively or primarily on the field. Folks should start pounding their phone betting apps for opponent scores when the Bears sub out. Wow. I hope Edwards gets back after the bye, so maybe the run defense can improve to merely bad from putrid. On offense, you're bringing in backup tackles on the road, so Lombardi's paradigm of bad O-line's got a test case. I'm surprised it wasn't a lot worse. In fact, Trapillo actually looked competent when they had to plug him in the second half. Elsewhere on the line, I wonder if someone has Jackson's PFF grades at guard. They can't be great for the first four games. But what can you say about Caleb? God bless him. He's like a Christ figure emerging from a giant speed stick to deodorize issues with this roster. That are legion.
Wow.
Well, Frank, let's get some guys healthy during the bye. Maybe there's hope, because a bunch of the colossi you saw sitting on the schedule's back end are getting beat up too.
Frank,
Frank from Oak Park, never a doubt.
It's like, gotta go, must go faster. Strong though.
Diligent Frank from Oak Park.
I think the biggest thing I got out of that, there were a lot of really good football points, and Frank always has good, very specific football-y stuff, but I also got stuck on bad to putrid. Which word is worse? So he's saying
putrid
that,
is the worst. So they're saying,
oh,
once TJ Edwards comes back, they'll go from putrid to just bad.
Oh, I thought he said bad to putrid, saying that putrid was a level up.
No, he's saying they're putrid now. They'll get back to bad because TJ Edwards will be back after the bye.
Okay. All right. Well, it's got to get a whole lot better than that, but we thank you for your call. And I'm sorry for the people that we didn't get to. I see you, Wayne. I see you, Dave. I see all you guys. Maybe we'll try to do another caller segment. We'll try to squeeze in a couple more calls later on. So I appreciate everybody who called in. But coming up next,
TTN.
Take the North is going to be in effect because Dan Weederer of the Take the North podcast, which I get to perform with Weedsy, whose full-time job is at The Athletic, he was in Las Vegas so he could tell us about everything. He was writing about the Josh Blackwell kick today and just breaking it down and everything that went into it so we could talk about that. He also gave a pretty interesting critique, shall we say, of the stadium in Las Vegas, which some people think that could be a potential design for the Bears. We'll hear what Weezy had to say about that. This is the Raheemy Harrison Grody Show on The Score.
Weezy!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.